Simon & Schuster Audio presents When Women Lead, what they achieve, why they succeed, and how we can learn from them. By Julia Boorstin. Read by the author.
To my parents, Paul and Sharon, who inspire me to pursue hard things and instilled in me a love of asking questions. And to my husband and partner, Cooper, whose patience in co-parenting made this book possible. Introduction. When you grow up, everything will be different. I still remember my mother saying that when I was 13 years old, squeezed between friends in the back seat of afternoon carpool. We had just heard Gloria Steinem speak at our school's annual Women's History Speaker Series. It was an experience my mother saw as a rite of passage for me. She had marched against the Vietnam War and for civil rights, and proof of it sat on her desk, a photo of her younger self in a flower print mini dress, flanked by her best friends holding picket signs. Drawn to the energy and potential in the women's rights movement, she had heard Steinem speak in the 1970s. "We marched so you wouldn't have to," she said. "My parents told me my only two choices were teacher and nurse." She chose teacher. But now, she said, in this last decade of the millennium, opportunities would be unfolding before us. "You will be captains of industry. Women will be running companies. The halls of Congress will be full of women." I rolled my eyes and looked out the window. Given the steady march towards progress, my mom's enthusiasm felt pointless and even embarrassing. "CEO, rocket scientist, brain surgeon. Nothing will hold you back," she continued. "Of course, Mom, I know." 8 years later, on the 16th floor of the Time Warner building in Midtown Manhattan, I realized we had both been wrong. It was my first day working at Fortune magazine. I was one of the last people hired before the stock market crash of 2000. A 21-year-old Princeton graduate with a degree in history, I didn't have a single economics or accounting class on my transcript. But I had been an editor at the Daily Princetonian, and I came armed with writing samples from a class I'd taken with John McPhee. I also had done an assortment of internships at the White House and for the State Department's delegation to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. I guess my new bosses figured I could learn how to analyze numbers, read SEC documents, and examine financial results. It was an assumption that was both refreshing, no outmoded stereotypes about girls and math here, and also a little daunting. What's an S1 again?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?